From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday Jesus gave us the parable of the Good Samaritan and praised the one who crossed the road to care for the man who was beaten and left for dead. He didn't praise the priest and the Levite who stayed far off and did nothing. Jesus praised the one who would become the servant of all. Jesus, during the Last Supper, girded himself with an apron and went and washed the disciples' feet. Jesus was constantly working. He was constantly praising those who out of love were doing charity. Yet in today's gospel, when Martha, who loved the Lord so much, would welcome him into her home in Bethany, was doing all the duties associated with serving, still when we welcome a guest today, there's much to do at a time in which we have refrigerators and running water and plenty of pre-made supplies. And cleaning, when we have vacuum cleaners, and again, running water, so many things to make that easier. 2,000 years ago, it was much harder to welcome a guest with all the other preparations. And yet, when Martha was doing all of this because she deeply loved the Lord and asked Jesus to help her to reprove her lazy sister Mary, Jesus reproved Martha gently. "Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things. You're anxious. Only one thing is necessary." Jesus wants to lead everyone on a pilgrimage from being anxious and concerned about many things to recognizing that only one thing matters ultimately. Wants to help us on that exodus from being drawn and quartered by so many activities to choosing the better part. And that choice is not a choice we make once for all. That choice is something we renew every day. And that's the choice he was praising Mary for. Because as I like to say, Jesus went to Bethany not ultimately to be fed, but to feed. He went there not to be served, but to serve. It was only Mary who grasped that deeper lesson about the Lord, that as much as he appreciated all that Martha was doing out of love, he knew that Martha needed to learn something from Mary, how in the midst of all her activity, to be choosing the better part in the unum necessarium. We too need that message. The harder we work, the more crucial it is for us to make the choice for the better part. To recognize that in everything we're doing, God wants to feed us. God wants to help us. He wants to be there first. He wants to us to cooperate, to literally work with Him rather than do things on our own for Him. This is a lesson St. Paul needed to learn. Today's gospel, he talks about his conversion. He went, as he describes in his own language, from someone who persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, to someone who proclaimed Jesus to the Gentiles. But as Pope Benedict often reminded us, St. Paul's conversion was not principally from a bad life to a good life, but from a defective notion of the holiness to a true one. Prior to his conversion, prior to his encounter with Jesus on that road to Damascus, he thought, like many of the Pharisees thought, that holiness would come through the multiplication of acts in conformity with the Mosaic law, just through keeping the 613 commandments that God had revealed in the Old Covenant. It was essentially through our work and our efforts, done out of faith and out of love for God. And after his conversion, he recognized that holiness comes from allowing God in, to allow God to do his work, to collaborate with his design, rather than to be on our own, just with the goal of doing things for God. What a change this was for Paul, to recognize that he was not going to be saved by works, but he was going to be saved by faith in the Lord who loved him and gave his life for him. That he was needing to be crucified to his old ways of doing things, so that he could begin to live by faith in the Son of God and to allow God truly to act. This was St. Paul's great conversion, and it's meant always to be our own. The more active we are, the greater this challenge. We see all the things that need to get done. We know how much time it takes. And so prayer can become just one more activity in an agenda of many things that we have to do. It becomes part of our day. Might even become the most important part of our day. But it's still not enough. Because our entire life is meant to be a receptivity to what God is doing. To be able to work with the calluses of Martha, but always with the heart of Mary. Today the Church celebrates the feast of Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman. And he is someone who shows us very powerfully this lesson. He had a prodigious pen. So many volumes of scholarly work. When he was a pastor, he did pastoral stuff. He didn't absent himself from people. He was praised by how he cared for all the sick, how he was constantly going out to do deeds of charity. But he recognized that all of that flowed from what he would receive from the Lord. His episcopal motto, as you know, cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaks unto heart, pointed not just to his devotion to St. Francis de Sales, from whom he received this expression, but it pointed to the necessity of prayer in all the work, that no matter what he was doing, he needed to have a heart that was first listening to what the Lord was saying. Notice, not a head, but a heart. It had to transform the core of his being. And it was then that he was able to do his work in that conversation, to do his preaching in that conversation, to celebrate the sacraments within that holy dialogue, to suffer the contradictions and the challenges and the calumnies within that holy conversation. When Pope Benedict went to England 7 years ago to beatify Cardinal Newman, he spoke most about Cardinal Newman's prayer. commenting on the motto, he said that what Cardinal Newman most desired to do was to teach others how to choose the one thing necessary, the better part, to allow the Lord truly to feed and to serve. He said, the more we pray, the more we enter into that intimate dialogue of persons, God transforms us into His divine image. God's ultimate work is to make us other Christs. God's ultimate work is to help us to flourish in the image of God in which we've been made. And God does that most when we learn from Mary and place ourselves at Christ's feet. It's a detail that's often missed in the life of St. Paul, because in a sense it's mysterious. But we heard in today's first reading, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood. I didn't go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia. In another place, he says he went into Arabia for 14 years. What does that mean? What was he doing in Arabia? You could make some good tents in Arabia. A lot of Bedouins there. It was time to make... No, he didn't go to Arabia to make tents. He went to Arabia to allow the Lord to tabernacle himself within him. He knew he needed a new wineskin. He knew he needed to pray. And after so much time of frenetic activity, ripping Christians out of houses out of zeal for the Lord, he knew he needed the Lord to transform him more and more into His image. He went to Arabia to pray. Today, as we come forward to the Lord's house, He wants to help us to become Mary as He plays the role of Martha, preparing for us the greatest of all meals and helping us to go to do whatever work we need to do, always listening. Today, as He chooses us anew, we choose Him again. We leave all our anxieties and worries behind because we know that when we have chosen the better part, we have it all.